Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, our mighty God. You retreated from the tumult of daily life, and led your life in stillness, imitating John the Baptist in every way. We honor you and him together, most holy Father of fathers, Saint Anthony. Heeding the voice of the Lord, you followed after his commandments. You stripped off the worldly life, and rid yourself of all concern for money, property, and servants, and even the love of your sister, O God-bearer Anthony. Then you most clearly conversed with God alone, and you received the grace of spiritual knowledge. Send me this knowledge as I am about to sing your praise, most holy Father of fathers, Saint Anthony. You retreated from the tumult of daily life, and led your life in stillness, imitating John the Baptist in every way. We honor you and him together, most holy Father of fathers, Saint Anthony. Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation, from deceitful and cunning men rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? Oh, send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night, you give me over to torment. Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits, be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction. When you cast behind your back all my sins. For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments. In the house of the Lord, all the days of our life. gloria patri et filio et spiritui sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. To you, our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset, you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy. The meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat, they shout for joy as they sing. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. You are not in the dark, brothers, that the day should catch you off guard like a thief. No, all of you are children of light and of the day. We belong neither to darkness nor to night. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Whoever does my Father's will, says the Lord, he is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, qui a saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Usiurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer propheta altissimi vocaberis, praebus enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Ad dandam scientiam salutus plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens exalto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Whoever does my Father's will, says the Lord, he is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Let us bless our Savior who enlightens the world by his resurrection. Let us humbly beg him.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Lord Jesus, we honor your resurrection in our morning prayer. The hope of your glory enlightens our day. Accept, Lord, our prayers and petitions as the first fruits of our day. Grant that we may progress today in your love, and that all things may work together for our good and the good of all. Make our light shine so brightly before men, that seeing our good works they may give glory to the Father. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, you brought the abbot Saint Anthony to serve you by a wondrous way of life in the desert. Grant through his intercession that denying ourselves, we may always love you above all things. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.